Welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Reinvent is nigh, and as a result, they've been slamming out feature enhancements for the past week, to the point where it all kind of runs together and nobody can focus on any one thing that's come out. 11 months of basically nothing big coming out, 1 month of frenzy. This is increasingly not serving AWS super well, and as a customer, it's starting to feel remarkably uneven in terms of product velocity. Also nigh is Requinvent, and it's going to be fun. If you're there, don't miss our Wednesday night drink up at Atomic Liquors or the Nature Walk. Now, what did AWS drop on us last week? Amazon CloudWatch Logs announces regular expression filter pattern support for Livetail. This is grep. You've built grep as a service. I am not complaining. Grep is awesome. I just want to make sure we're both clear regarding exactly what you've done. Now, carry on. Amazon EBS announces Snapshot Lock to protect snapshots from inadvertent or malicious deletions. This is an absolutely amazing feature, not because it's useful, though it is for a bunch of regulated customers, but because you can use this to force an AWS customer to pay for a giant pile of snapshots every month for the next century with zero recourse if they leave their access keys lying around unprotected. This is a gift from the future, in much the same way that the Star Trek dermal regenerator is a stocking stuffer you could theoretically use to seal someone's butt closed while they're sleeping. Amazon MSK Serverless now supports all programming languages. This is marketing hyperbole run amok. It supports 5 programming languages out of hundreds, if not thousands. AWS has, to its credit, shied away from being overly bombastic in what it says, meaning that when they do it, it comes across as an extremely unpracticed exercise and hence sounds ridiculous. Amazon Time Sync service now supports microsecond accurate time. Congratulations to the one extremely stubborn, extremely specific customer who clearly demanded this as a sticking point because the service is only available in the Tokyo region and only on R7G instances. AWS CloudTrail Lake announces new pricing option optimized for flexible retention. Holy God. Read this monstrosity of a post. There's a new pricing option for CloudTrail Lake, which I love, both the pricing and the service itself, to be clear. The service is amazing, and this pricing option will save me money. But if you read this thing, look at how to figure out what it's going to cost you. Is this 14-step process? Maybe build a damn Party Rock app that embeds into the console to serve as a dynamic calculator. As an added annoyance, as of this recording, the post is incorrect. They give some metric math that gets a couple of typos in it, and it's awful. So lastly, if you have to go through this many convolutions in order to figure out what something is going to cost you in AWS, the pricing folks biffed it. AWS Cost Explorer now provides more historical and granular data. You certainly haven't forgotten that big bill whoopsie you made a few years ago. Now Cost Explorer hasn't either. Up to 38 months of retention for free, but you've got to opt in. You should do that. This might be my favorite release of the year. AWS announces IPv6 tiered VPCs and subnets. Okay, I guess. I mean, was anyone filling up their IPv6 subnets before, or even coming within an order of magnitude of having done so? AWS Lambda Console now features a single-pane view of metrics, logs, and traces. Now, instead of a tab to click to see the logs, you get to scroll through 3 screenfuls of CloudWatch metrics graphs. This feels like a regression to me. Announcing Research and Engineering Studio on AWS, and I don't understand why it doesn't leverage Amazon Workspaces, instead opting for rebuilding the service on top of EC2 instances. Announcing Party Rock, an Amazon Bedrock Playground. I couldn't use this for the first day it was out because the pig portion of my QuinnyPig username apparently tripped last week's Comprehend Toxicity Detection and wouldn't let me register the name until day 2. I'm beginning to suspect that someone at AWS is beginning to feel sorry for party rocking. Amazon Bedrock now provides access to Meta's Llama 2 Chat 13B model. This is interesting to me because the pricing on it undercuts Amazon's still-in-preview Titan offering as best I can tell. Llama 2 is definitely a great LLM option based upon my own experiments with it. Happy anniversary, Amazon CloudFront. 15 years of evolution and internet advancements. Wow, 15 years now. That's almost enough time to update a distribution twice. Yes, I know, it's gotten a lot faster lately and it wants to be globally consistent before it returns, but it blocks CloudFormation when it does that, and that means my iterative deployments really slow things down. New multi-cloud account search in AWS Resource Explorer. Finally, an answer to which freaking account did I stick that S3 bucket or Route 53 zone into is at last at hand. Introducing instance maintenance policy for Amazon EC2 autoscaling. You're treating your instances like pets if this is useful to you. Be careful lest you wind up somewhere unfortunate by treading this path. The Serverless Attendee's Guide to AWS reInvent 2023. Yeah, the guide should say, we have no idea what serverless is supposed to mean, so we just use it now to mean managed service. If you aren't on board with this, prepare for yet another year of heartbreak. Amazon EKS and Kubernetes sessions at AWS reInvent 2023. If they don't pack people into the sessions efficiently, it means that the talk content is lying to you. Optimize AZ traffic costs using Amazon EKS, Carpenter, and Istio Editorial. This is a big problem, and I'm depressed by just what it takes to even begin to tackle it. Kubernetes really feels like it's cloud native only in the general sense of cloud. When it gets to a specific provider, it's an anti-pattern, more often than not. And finally, join us for a week of AWS Amplify launches. Amplify's come out with a lot of stuff, and so far none of it has made me angry it wasn't released earlier to help build the thing I'll be unveiling to you all on Wednesday. Stay tuned. There's so much more to come.